Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's a crucial part of Feisty Fridays on the Chad Hartman Show.
He is so feisty.
And you know she'll bring the grizzle.
You know how many times I change underwear a day? Okay, so it's about germs for me. Who touched those underwear? Who put them in the pack?
And she'll call out all the snitches.
See, you should have said something. You snitching any other time. Chad is really a snitch, too.
It's Feisty Fridays with Shaletta.
Oh, no. God, Jesus, Father.
Here she is, the host of the Shaletta Show from 11 to 2 on Saturdays, Shaletta Brundage.
Shaletta is here. It is 1:08 on this Friday afternoon.
Can you hear this? Can you hear that?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Child, my nerves are shot. I don't know if it's too early for the great vodka.
No, but, it's not too early.
Okay, it is Friday. Happy hour usually starts early on Fridays.
But 9:30 for some of us. A.M. I miss. Okay, are these the ukuleles that I just saw on Twitter?
Okay, so, Jesus. It's packet pickup day for all the kids, Virtual Learning Academy in South Washington County Schools. And so, you know, there's a car line and you get in it and pick up the supplies. You know, these are supplies that would normally be, you know, just kind of in the classroom.
Yeah.
And the good thing is they don't put it on the parents. You know, they don't put everything on the parents. They supply some of these supplies. And so, like, once a month, we got to go and pick up new markers and dry erase boards and stuff like that.
Sure.
And so the teachers are always just so good and so creative, and I always try to have something for them, you know, just to say thank you. So
that, I said, that's a very nice touch, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I know I'm going to need some grace. I know my kids are like their mama. I got to curry favor, do what I can. Jesus. I now know why my mama was always dropping off baked goods and plates of food and treats for the teachers because, you know, I'm sure I was a handful back in high school.
You were a handful from the moment you arrived on this planet. Let's just be clear about that.
So I go get the Nothing But Kinks. We go over to the Virtual Learning Academy pickup at Valley Crossing Schools in Woodbury. We get in line, and the kids are so excited because they get to give the teachers these cakes, right? And so we get up to the line, and we said, we got a surprise for you. We got cakes. And they were like, oh, thank you, Brundage family. That's so awesome. We got a surprise for you, too. And they hand us a car full of damn ukuleles. Chad. Chad.
Oh, get ready. Get ready. You know what? You might have to call Chad Greenway himself to get stocked up with the Grey Duck vodka. Considering what's going on.
All the way home, Chad. All the way in the house. Once we, they don't even want lunch. What y'all want for lunch? Nothing. We just going to play our ukuleles. Y'all don't want to watch nothing on TV, play your iPad. I'll be willing to download a free game for you. I'll even be able to download one that I'll pay for it. No, we just want to play our ukulele.
Oh. For $10,000, you can spend an hour at my house.
I will even use the bathroom. Baby, they are ukuleleing me out. They singing, they doing ukuleles, they putting on concerts, they clapping for each other. I don't know if I'm going to make it this weekend.
I didn't say anything about using the bathroom now. Okay, that was very presumptuous of you just assume that the bathroom. No, the sound, the semi soundproof confines of the house with no ukuleles. That's that comes initially.
That's all I get.
Yeah,
that's
the bath, the bathroom's another separate fee. This is like an a la carte sort of situation.
And all I signed up for
yes.
was the soundproofer. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Right. Okay, okay, I want to talk to you about something that Carrie was just talking. First of all, I want to make a point here. So we now are about to have a station manager.
Yes, I saw that.
Guess where, and someone I've known for a long, long time, guess where he's coming from? I'll answer my own question. Hubbard, okay? Our programming brain wizard, Lane, guess where he came from? Hubbard. Tom Hauser, now full-time, part-time. Where did he come? Where is he still? Hubbard. Where were you earlier in your career? Hubbard. Where was Carrie, who's producing today? Where was she formerly? Hubbard. Is this some sort of takeover that's happening here?
Baby, let me tell you something. Hubbard High is in full effect. We are about to have a class reunion in the confines of WCCO Radio, baby. Hubbard is in full effect. I'm going to tell you, I love my time at Hubbard. I loved it. I had a great time. People were great. They treated me like a queen. Pretty much gave me whatever I wanted. I loved it over there. I just absolutely loved it.
In other words, how you think you should be treated every single day.
Every day. That's why I'm divorced now. I think I should be treated every day whether I deserved it or not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who from Hubbard is next. Maybe we have to start, you know, placing odds.
You know, Rob, Mr. Hubbard, you know, you might just walk down the hall one day and see Mr. Crump. I mean, who knows who's next? Who knows who's next? But Hubbard High has taken over, baby. We are taking over one position at a time. I love it. I feel like I'm back at home. It's like hanging out with my cousins.
Okay. Now, from Hubbard High is 36-year-old Carrie. And Carrie was talking with 170-year-old Tom Hauser last hour, and I started talking about pajamas and where would you go, where would you not go wearing pajamas, and Carrie was indignant and disgusted by women who wear leggings outside their home, and then Laura Oakes came in and agreed, you can't wear leggings outside your house, outside of maybe going for a walk, maybe doing a little bit of exercise. Where do you stand on this particular issue? I think they both belong on a Little House on the Prairie episode, which, by the way, was an overrated show.
Yeah, and give them some of them long dresses with the flowers on them.
Exactly.
And some of the little hats and the little aprons and bonnets. And oh, man, look, if I can get some clothes on my body to leave the house, I'm doing good. Okay, I got four kids over here. I am newly divorced. I am a single parent. If I can brush my teeth and remember to put some pants on, I'm doing good. I was in Walmart the other day, Chad, and realized I still had my house gown on. I was in here.
No,
we were
come
out of
on.
Something.
Really?
It was, I promise to God, because I was, you know how fast I move. It was almost dinner time. I was out of something, and I was like, let me just run to Walmart real quick and get this, whatever it was. I can't even remember what it was, some seasoning or something. And so I ran to the store, and I was in the store, and people were looking at me, and I thought, maybe they know me from TV.
You
know, maybe they see me on Almanac. Yeah, of course. Maybe they've seen me on Almanac or Twin Cities Live or, you know, I don't know. Maybe,
how about,
you know,
how
maybe
about this show?
I'm a local celebrity.
Did it cross your mind that they knew you from this show? I mean, come on.
And so I ring the stuff up, and I get to the door, and, of course, they got to check the receipt. And so while she's checking the receipt, I look down, and I was like, oh, my God, I got my house shoes on. And then I looked down and I was like, oh, my God, I got my gown on. And I get back out to the car and I tell the kids, I was like, why didn't y'all tell me that I left the house in my gown and house shoes? And they were like, Mom, we thought you knew. I honestly did not know until I stood at that door getting my receipt checked that I had left the house. So, look, y'all got to give us some grace. It's COVID. We're wearing, you know, the comfortable clothes more. If it's clean and if it's covering my body and I leave the house, I'm going to need a pass. I'm going to need a pass.
Not Carrie. Carrie thinks four layers of clothing And you need to be dressed like the school mom.
Oh, no. I don't judge people. I mean, I just don't care. Right? I just don't like it. But I don't judge people.
Hold on a second.
Whatever.
I think if you're saying you don't like it, Shaletta.
That is pretty much.
I don't care what other people do.
She is so Minnesotan. You're going to have to teach her how to judge.
Exactly.
I mean, you're one of the few Minnesota
enough.
People I know. Judge folks without the Minnesota guilt of being
Thank
nice.
You.
Just
Thank
judge
you.
Them. Just look down on them. Just talk bad about them. It's okay, Carrie. That's what this show is all about.
Exactly. And then point out all my problems, too. I'm not saying I'm coming from a strength. My well is overcoming with my problems. But I also will point out, unlike you, Carrie, I don't think people need to dress like we just arrived
I don't look
in the
that
1700s.
Nice. I think it's okay to... I think it's okay to take the minute. You know, Tom Hauser, he even said, how long does it take to put on a pair of jeans? A minute? Not even a minute? Okay.
But sometimes you don't have a minute because there's a certain time that the store's closing. And
right.
Chad and I have talked about this. Target closes at, 9, 10 o'clock, and you are at home and you realize you need something or you are headed home from work or somewhere and you got, 2 seconds to get over there or you're going to be like, hey, man, hey, I might not have that time. They're going to have to take me and my house coat and my slippers. I'm sorry.
Here's
I don't
the
have that kind of time.
I don't think. I mean, to me, I don't find it offensive or inappropriate if somebody's wearing leggings. I mean, hell, Carter's wearing his Lululemon pants here every other day.
Those look nice, though. Those are nice. They look like pants.
Lululemon is like, what do you pay, $800 for them pants?
Yes, about that. And he tells us about it. Then he says, but I'm kind of struggling financially. But then he's got his ninth pair of Lululemon $850 pants on, All right, nonsense the first segment. Put your lead on hold. I want to get to a very serious topic about autism, something that touches both our families. And guess what? The numbers are going up. And it's probably touching you also in some way not too far away from you. That topic comes up with Shaletta, the host of the Shaletta Show, tomorrow at 11 a.m., right here on her station, WCCO. Okay, we're going to get to Shaletta's show tomorrow. Must listen. You can podcast it also 11 a.m. tomorrow right here on CCO. But I saw this today, Shaletta, and I was drawn to it. I actually saw it pop up late yesterday afternoon. You have three of your four kids on the autism spectrum. I have one of my three children on the autism spectrum. Autism rates are increasing yet again. This is from the CDC, which finds that for the first time, more than 2% of American children have the developmental disability. The CDC said Thursday it's now 1 in 44 children, or 2.3%, are on the spectrum. By comparison, a similar report, I'm hearing myself somewhere else there, Carrie. I'm not sure where that's coming from. By comparison, a similar report released in March of 2020 that was based on data from 2016 found it at 1 in 54. By the way, Shaletta, if we go back to 2000, the rate was 1 in 150. Okay, so from the CDC, an individual was quoted saying, we can't say for sure what is behind the increase in the prevalence, but it may be due to the way children are identified, diagnosed, and served in their communities, as well as continued reductions in racial or socioeconomic disparities. That, I think, is by far the biggest reason to me, as someone who's become more accustomed to this because of Quentin, that we have doctors who are able to diagnose this much, much sooner. We have doctors where it's not just in the white families, in the white affluent families where we're looking for this. I think that's the biggest reason why, because it does beg a lot of questions if you sit there and say in 2000, that's 21 years ago, it's 1 in 150, and then this study actually was done in 2018. The results are just now. So 18 years later, it's 1 in 44. When you hear this, what do you think?
Uh, I am glad the parents are being advocates for their kids. I think the more we write children's books and the more we talk about this and the podcasting about it and the speaking about it and the sharing about it on social media, it makes parents take a look at their kids and say, you know what, I heard Shaletta talking about this on Chad's show, the spinning, the flapping of the arms. I heard Chad talking about Quentin and this symptom and that symptom and this warning sign and that trigger. This looks like something that's in my child. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get them tested. I think that by sharing our stories, Chad, we are empowering other parents with information they would not have otherwise had. And so they can go into their doctor's office, into their pediatrician's office, and say, listen, I read this children's book by this crazy black lady on the radio, and she was talking about her son and how he didn't talk, but he responded to music. My son does that. Can we have him checked? Because let me tell you something. When my kids were going through and they weren't talking and they weren't looking at me, I had to wait until the next well exam to figure out what was going on. And then they said, well, how many words does he have? And I was like, zero. And they were like, okay, well, we're going to give him, you know, give you this little survey to fill out. No. Oh, he might have autism. Well, you know what, call his number, and they're going to put you on this waiting list for 6 to whenever months, and then you can finally get a test. And, you know, and so my child waited and waited to get tested, and then there was more waiting for therapy. And I just didn't have that circle of support and the information I needed to get that early intervention done. But I just believe that as parents, we have empowered each other with information and knowledge so that we can go in and advocate for our kids that they get tested so that they can get the help they need. Because as we know, they don't pay for the therapy unless you have the diagnosis. And, yes. And so kids are waiting to get help. They're waiting to get tested. And then a lot of times, you know, they were saying, well, you know, once he goes to school, they'll figure it out. And so people were waiting until they got to kindergarten or pre-K, and then they were getting tested through the school. Now we got parents getting kids tested at 18 months old, 2 years old, 3 years old, long before they get to school, so that there is 2 or 3 years of therapy that happens before then. And I was just talking to Carrie today because when the numbers came out, like you, I got a call from my friends at the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Kim Hicks is the lead person over there at the Autism Spectrum Disorders Division, and they have a Facebook page for folks in Minnesota who need help, who need services, who need information. She, along with her colleagues, have put this amazing Facebook page together. It's filled with resources. It's filled with information. It's called A Pathways to Services and Supports, the Minnesota Autism Portal, and it's on Facebook. And everything that you think that you might need to know about your child or your grandchild or your niece or your nephew who may or may not have autism is there. Also, Chad, resources, services, funding, scholarships, grants, safety, you know, it's all there. And we were talking about, you know, just kind of how to get the word out with these numbers and how it disproportionately affects children of color and, you know, our immigrant population, who a lot of people are not talking to, and they don't trust, you know, therapists and people, you know, wearing white coats telling them what to do with their kids, and how we can use this portal to bridge the gap and get that education and that information out there. It is so amazing that you wanted to talk about this, because I just had that strategy meeting today. How can I use my voice to get the word out there about this portal? How can I help them help parents and grandparents and caregivers who have a child with autism find what they need? Because, Chad, you know the worst thing is to not be able to get what you need for your child.
Well, I mean, there's some irony because literally Kathleen just sent me a picture of Quentin getting his booster today. And I'm looking at the picture, and I'm just, I'm so, so happy that we were able to get this done. I'll just give a 90-second of cue on this one. You know, Quentin was a surprise child. You know, we were done. We were on birth control, and thank God, or anything to play a part for this magical human being who is my hero, and I love him just as much as I love his brothers do, okay? But when Quentin was born, something just was atypical. And, mm-hmm. and it was this, it was that, it was serious issues. I mean, we left our pediatrician because our pediatrician who had been very good with Hunter and Griffin, they just weren't very good with Quentin. It was too much. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay. And I'm like, no, this is my third child. I'm not saying I'm you and I see 50 kids, but something is not right. And it just became a medical odyssey through his intellectual challenges, his physical challenges, and sending blood work everywhere and seeing different specialists and what can we do to help him out. And in the end, when his seizure condition came upon us after he had major double leg surgery and didn't walk for 6 months, that's when he suffered his first seizure. And then we were trying medicine after medicine after medicine. Some gave him side effects. Mm-hmm. Some helped a little bit. And finally, off this the seizure pursuit, that's when this rare genetic situation popped up where he has DIRK1A, which about 400 individuals on the planet have, which is on the spectrum. And then you try to figure out, okay, what can you do with that? So the spectrum is wide. It is just trying to help out how Daniel's different than Quentin, how Quentin mm-hmm. is different than Cameron. And there's not just one area. And just be respectful because it could be any one of us.
Yeah.
Could be any one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people still use the R word, you should be disgusted. You should be embarrassed that that word even thinks about coming out of your mouth. And I saw this early in the day, too, on Twitter. Today is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Part of what it said here, we have talents, we have hearts, and we have value. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, it is. And these kids are so brave. I was just talking to a guy who came to take care of McCulligan's stuff. He put a new filter in, and he said,
I hope he does a good job.
He said, I've been coming to this house for 2 years, and I see the progress that your kids have made. And I'm just amazed. And, you know, people see that, and they appreciate it and applaud it. And, you know, I gave him a couple of books to share with some people that he thinks whose children have special needs. It's awareness. And what you're doing, Chad, by sharing your story is creating awareness.
I'm just looking at someone I'm about to block. Somebody I'm about to just...
You've always got to block people without phone. I need you to do a stat. I need Dan Cook to do a spreadsheet. I think I get more blocks than anybody.
Oh. Somebody's saying, this is going to get blocked here. Shaletta speaking in fake Southern Ebonics when it suits her. Irritating.
Oh, yeah. They want me to code switch. Yeah, that's the code. We call them the code switch crew. Oh, that's the code switch crew. You can go on and block them.
You're an awful person for sending this text, and you're going bye-bye. You just keep listening.
Not spreading the information about autism, not giving the information about the pathway to services portal with the Minnesota DHS, not the 1 in 36 kids, not the 3% of all children, not the advocacy for parents. The fact that I want code switch for them so they can feel comfortable is what we really want to focus on.
Oh my. And that you're switching back and forth, too. That you're not. This isn't really who you are. You're just,
no.
Oh, my God.
It's fake Shaletta. It's fake Shaletta with the fake kids who have fake autism.
Yes. This other Shaletta calls in as Susan. You don't recognize her then. Oh, my God. Seriously. Sometimes I just want to give up on mankind. Okay, tomorrow, I know this person will be listening, 11 o'clock, you're on. What do you have outside of this information on autism?
Yes. So Hennepin Health is doing a new program to introduce black kids to medicine. And they're going to bring some kids over, and they're going to be talking to black doctors and nurses. And, you know, this is near and dear to our hearts because Sean is in healthcare. He graduated from Meharry Medical College, and he's always using his platform and his voice to encourage young black kids and steer them to careers in medicine. And so Dr. Neka Sitterstrom is on the show tomorrow, and she's going to be talking about that.
Outstanding. Love you. Enjoy the day.
Love you, too.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks.
Shaletta. Fabulous, as always, 11 to 2 tomorrow. Just such a good tune. Just wanted to hear a bunch of it. Carrie picking out tunes from 1968. Carrie's in today. Chad Hartman here with you. Adam, morning show. Dan is off. A family event in Arizona honoring a family member. So Dan is gone until next 30. We wish him and his family only the best. We spent a couple segments talking about this yesterday. We certainly talked about it earlier in the week when the events unfolded. What happens too often? What those of us from afar take for granted? Family members don't take it for granted. Those who lost son, daughter, friend, best friend, nephew, niece, boyfriend, girlfriend, with another shooting in Michigan, Oxford High, 4 dead. And what it, you know, we've spent hours and hours on this since I've been here. Spent hours and hours on it when I had the show by myself with Doogie and Rosie and so many others. Spent hours and hours on it when Dan and I were together. High school shootings. It's the grief. How can this happen? It can happen anywhere. What should we do? What should we do? And then we do nothing. And then we do nothing. But we blame the other side. Well, it's this. It's that. Now, my side, we can't just make some level of progress. We're not going to stop all of it. But why do we have to be the worst on the planet in this? Because nobody's close. And so we had another shooting with this 15-year-old kid. And then questions were raised about the parents. And again, you can podcast this. I'm sure Carrie's podcasting the show today. The Brain Wizards have decided we should do it a couple ways. For a while, we were told, don't do hours, do segments. Now we are told, do hours. We're going to give you both. You can pick and choose. I get that a lot of people are working. I do this show now for the benefit of my life with my son. I get it. It's not always easy to listen to Noon 3, okay? So podcast us, WCCRadio.com/Chad, Odyssey.com, and maybe the Odyssey app will work. Maybe the Odyssey app will work. That would be a nice idea because I know I was starting to listen to Carter today, and of course it went out 2 or 3 times. The parents of a 15-year-old charged in the shooting were charged today with 4 counts of homicide, involuntary manslaughter. The Oakland County District Attorney, Karen McDonald, said this. It's been a devastating week. There are other individuals who contributed, and it's my intention to hold them accountable. Ethan Crumley is the sophomore who fired the weapon. The parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, she determined criminally negligent and contributed to a dangerous situation which resulted in the death of the 4 teenagers. Jennifer Crumley, the mom, posted about the gun on social media, calling it his new Christmas present. The Oakland County Sheriff, who has been very visible, said the boy could not legally own a gun or carry it to most places, with rare exceptions at shooting ranges. Ethan, the 15-year-old, has been charged as an adult with terrorism, murder, and other counts in this rampage. The parents are going to be arraigned as this show ended. McDonald, again, Karen McDonald, the attorney behind this, I am angry as a mother. I am angry as the prosecutor. I am angry as a person that lives in this county. There are a lot of things that could have been so simple to prevent. And yes, there was a perfectly executed response. And he was apprehended immediately. And with great law enforcement and good training. But as I said before, 4 kids were murdered. And then 7 more injured. So yes, and that we all should be angry. She said a teacher saw Ethan Crumley searching ammunition on his cell phone during class the day before the shooting, reported it to school officials. The school contacted the mom. Officials also sent an email, but received no response. Jennifer Crumley then responded with a text message to her son and said this about what happened when he was caught looking for ammunition. LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn to not get caught. The day of the shooting, teacher phoned a note on Ethan Crumley's desk that alarmed her so much she took a picture of it on her phone. McDonald said the note included a drawing of a semi-automatic handgun pointing at the words, "The thoughts won't stop. Help me." Another section was a drawing of a bullet with the words, "Blood everywhere." James and Jennifer Crumley were immediately summoned to school. Counselor met with the parents and the boy would alter the drawing. The parents were told to get their son in counseling, okay, within 48 hours. Neither parent asked their son to see the gun or inspect his backpack for the presence of the gun, which he had with him. The parents left the school, and the boy was sent back to class. When the news broke, Jennifer sent her son a text, "Ethan, don't do it." James Crumley called 911 to report a gun was missing and his son might be the shooter. Okay. Those are the details. I said yesterday, we have to stop, as I've said hundreds of times, as I hope most of you said hundreds of times, we have to do things to try to stop it. We cannot let perfect be the enemy of good. When parents are seeing these signs and are not doing enough, they should be within the legal scope of an investigation. It has to be just. It has to be fair. It cannot be just a message to others. As much as we would like a message to others, that does not apply in all court cases. We have to deal with the facts here. But if parents are derelict in putting the weapon away, if parents are derelict in the proper amount of responsibility, in not pursuing obvious signs, then hell yes, they deserve to be investigated. Does that mean every single time a kid kills others that it's parents' responsibility? No, it does not. Because as we say hundreds of times for 30-some years, sometimes parents are brilliant and their kids are awful. And sometimes parents are awful and kids are tremendous. Parenting matters. Kids and their responsibility matters. But when there's a link, it should be investigated. When you hear these details, you hear what I have to say, let me know. Send me a text. Quick call also. 651-461-9226. Is this a way that we can stop saying we're not going to do a damn thing? Is this a fair way to look at it? 651-461-9226. Matthew Caller next hour, 2:35 on the Vikings and the winless Lions. We've had that conversation before, haven't we? We're talking about Michigan, the parents facing charges of their son killing four kids. Among the texts coming in, a bunch coming in, 651-461-9226. Prosecute parents of minors who commit felonies with the same crime. If we can tie some level of derelict responsibility, yes, we need to see a link. Because there are endless examples of parents who've done the right things and still out of the ordinary events take place. Criminality takes place. Just like parents can be horrendous and their kids can turn out tremendous. If the mom isn't negligent, it's hard to imagine how any parent could be. So hope at minimum she's fully prosecuted by the law. These are all the texts coming in. When the parents didn't take him home, I think the school dropped the ball. I would have called the police and had the kids properly searched. I think that's a very valid question. These facts make me want to throw up. I can't believe there were so many clues and chances to stop this. He should have been sent home with the parents to keep an eye on him. It doesn't look like to me like the parents were going to keep an eye on him and were going to do anything else. Okay, keep the text coming. We'll react to other texts off air and also early next hour and get to many other items. The Linda's construction time check is 1:56. Time to request a free estimate on energy-saving Infinity from Marv Windows. Give us a follow on Twitter right now. Check out the show at Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.